could over-the-counter pain relievers truly outperform opioids after dental surgery? Find out about this and more in today's PeerDirect Medical News Podcast. I'm your host, Senior VP Medical Director, Dr. Tim Wright, coming to you once again from the Pioneer Valley in Western Massachusetts. Here are today's stories. A large Rutgers-led clinical trial called Opioid Analgesic Reduction Study randomized over 1,800 adults undergoing third molar extraction, a non-opioid combination of ibuprofen 400 milligrams and acetaminophen 500 milligrams provided superior analgesia to hydrocodone 5 milligrams with acetaminophen on postoperative day one and remained non-inferior throughout the recovery period. In both male and female subgroups, patients receiving the non-opioid regimen reported less interference with sleep and daily activities, higher satisfaction scores, and lower odds of requiring rescue medication. Adverse events were milder, and the need for additional analgesic prescriptions were reduced. For clinicians, these findings underscore an actionable shift in standard pain management. Over-the-counter combination therapy achieves equal or better outcomes without opioid exposure. Considering that dental procedures often initiate first-time opioid use, sometimes leading to long-term misuse, the data provide compelling evidence to make ibuprofen plus acetaminophen the default post-extraction regimen rather than the exception. In our next story, we learn from a large national cohort study from Switzerland, published in JAMA Network Open, that provides compelling evidence that non-beta-lactam antibiotics should be avoided for surgical prophylaxis whenever possible. Analyzing nearly 350,000 patients across 175 hospitals, investigators found that patients who received clindamycin, ciprofloxacin, or vancomycin before surgery had almost twice the risk of developing a surgical site infection compared with those given beta-lactam such as cefazolin or ceftriaxone. This increased risk was consistent across all surgical types and infection categories, superficial, deep, and organ space. Even after adjusting for patient and institutional factors, non-beta-lactam prophylaxis was associated with a 1.7-fold higher risk of infection. For clinicians, this reinforces a key stewardship principle. Beta-lactams remain the preferred choice for surgical antibiotic prophylaxis. Many patients labeled as penicillin allergic are actually tolerant, and preoperative allergy testing can safely delabel them, reduce unnecessary alternative use, and lower SSI rates. In short, whenever feasible, beta-lactam should be the default prophylactic regimen before surgery. And finally, a major new review in the Journal of the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry brings reassuring news for clinicians and patients. Acetaminophen remains safe to use during pregnancy. Researchers led by Annick Bernard at the University of Montreal reviewed more than 2,000 studies, included 16 that met strict quality criteria, covering over 2.5 million pregnancies. They found a small statistical link between perinatal acetaminophen exposure and ADHD in children, but deeper analysis showed that this likely came from confounding factors such as genetics, recall bias, and how exposure was measured. No link was found with autism, language delay, or psychomotor development. For healthcare professionals, the message from the CDC, ACOG, and the Society of Obstetricians and Gynecologists of Canada is consistent. Acetaminophen is still the preferred option for pain and fever in pregnancy. Use the lowest effective dose for the shortest duration. Avoid combination products and document incidence and timing. When used appropriately, acetaminophen remains both safe and essential. And that's today's medical news. Thank you for joining us for this episode of PeerDirect Medical News Podcast. For more stories like these, visit us at PeerDirect.com. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions? Please leave us a review on your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@PeerDirect.com. Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also download our Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing Medical News Roundup and just ask, what's my flash briefing? Thanks today, Sean Mullen, Norm Dion, and Bryce Sadie for production assistance. Join me next time for an episode where we'll cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.